sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Starting now.
Well, if you don't have plans to visit Austria anytime soon, you might want to change that because they have swimming pools filled with beer. Yeah. These pools measure 13 feet in length and hold 42,000 pints of beer. It's at a spa in Austria. Customers are warned not to drink the beer in the pools because, honestly, that'd be gross. But customers are able to order any of the 13 beers on tap and bring their mugs with them while they soak. What's gonna, some drunk guy's just going to get in there and just start taking big old... just sucking that down. Ugh. As much as I love beer, and why waste it? Why waste perfectly good beer in a swimming pool? Keep it in the keg so we can drink it. I don't want to swim in it. Unless I get drunk if it soaks through my skin. Can that happen? I don't know. I've never swam in beer before. I might have to try it. Kiki, if you're listening, pour some beer in the tub for when I get home. I'm just going to soak in it. The seventh season finale of Game of Thrones attracted a series best 12.1 million viewers for its initial broadcast. If you include replays and streaming, that number climbs to 16.5 million. And once they get DVR numbers and on-demand viewing, they're expected to see 33 million viewers. That is insane. I finally got to watch it yesterday. We don't actually have cable, so we got to stream it later on, which was tough because you had to stay away from all social medias because there's always that one jackass that it spoils it. And the thing is, you can discuss it. I don't care. Talk about it, but just put spoilers ahead so I know to avoid it. Don't be a dick and spoil it for people. But it was great. Here's the only bad part. We're going to have to wait until probably 2019 to see season 8. They aren't starting filming until probably October of this year. That'll delay things because they got to do some colder climate stuff. And then by the time they do the CGI and everything like that, it won't be until 2019. So find something else to do. Find a new hobby. Find a different show because it's going to be a while until we see more dragons and more boobies for season 8, which is the final season. And lastly, not content on just being an exotic car, Lamborghini is now getting into the smartphone business. That's right. The Lamborghini smartphone, which they're calling the Alpha One, is encased in handmade Italian leather, features a 5.5-inch display and a 20-megapixel camera, just like the Lamborghini cars. It's beautiful, and it's fast, and of course, it is really expensive. $2,450. If you think Apple is overpriced, buy a Lamborghini phone. I don't understand it. I guess if I was rich, I would understand. But for me, I don't understand. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?